from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, an encampment in support of Palestine set up Thursday morning at Princeton University quickly ended with two arrests. Students working with the group Al-Ada said they took over a courtyard around 7 a.m. under threat of arrest and possible expulsion. Like protesters at other colleges around the country, they demand the university divest from Israel. A university spokesperson said less than 100 students were involved. Two graduate students were arrested for trespassing, and the rest of the group took down their tents voluntarily. About two-thirds of Jersey adults in the latest FDU poll support a new state law that adds a yearly fee of $250 for electric vehicle owners to go along with a hike in the gas tax. Poll director Dan Cassino says 29% oppose the move.
How do you encourage people to buy more electric cars? By making them cheaper, by not charging taxes.
The state has a goal of eliminating the sale of new gas-powered vehicles by the year 2035. New Jersey news made possible by Clean Origin. Don't pay retail for diamonds. Come to cleanorigin.com. The lab-grown diamond experts. Mention code RADIO10 for 10% off. That's cleanorigin.com. New Jersey has its first glimpses of another buzzworthy movie being filmed in parts of the state, in which actor Timothée Chalamet plays music icon Bob Dylan. A complete unknown is being directed by James Mangold, with Chalamet as folk rock singer and songwriter. As he rises to fame in the 1960s of New York City, some of that vintage backdrop is being shot in Jersey City and Paterson, as seen in video clips posted to social media. For a look, head to our website, nj1015.com. Now the Lester Glenn Business Report. Trading took a hit today after a new report showed the nation's economy slowed sharply last quarter to a 1.6 annual pace. In the face of high interest rates, the gross domestic product, the economy's total output of goods and services, decelerated from its brisk 3.4% growth rate in the last 3 months of 2023. On Wall Street, the Dow closing down 375 points. If you're looking for a new vehicle, visit LesterGlenn.com and choose from over 2,000 vehicles. Experience the way car buying should be. Experience Lester Glenn. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. And how many more sunny days are in store for Jersey? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.